Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in a replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. As always, make sure that if you are physically capable, then you are standing up to begin our meditation, relaxed into your standing posture, your eyes are closed, and you are listening. Listening and following something from within, following your thought, just noticing your thoughts, following your body, noticing the direction that it wishes to go and letting it go there. Following your breath, noticing the depth or the shallowness of your breath without judgment, letting it be. Noticing what you're sensing in the feelings, in your feelings, in your emotions. Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you angry? Are you stressed? Are you anxious? Are you kind? Think about it. It's just an emotion. It's just an expression of this moment. And once you notice it, you own it. You become the master of it. Not always you can control it, but this is the point here, right? You're in our meditation. We're not controlling our breath. We're not controlling our thoughts. We're letting thoughts be positive, negative. Thoughts could take us far, far into the past or far, far into the future, or they could be narrating this moment. The same thing with our emotions. We just notice our emotions, not expecting them to be one way or another, but noticing. And a lot of times, just by realizing where we stand emotionally, just that recognition is empowering. Just that. We talk about meditation mindsets and the journey we have taken together some time ago to recognize that with every meditation we almost have a certain milestone we could reach if and only way if our mindset was more clear, more dynamic. The same time spent, the same us, but another mindset gives us a much richer, deeper, powerful, meaningful experience, making meditation mindsets a little more seductive for the experience. Have you ever heard the saying, you are what you eat? I'm sure you have. If you're in North America, sure you did. And if you are somewhere else in the world, well, it seems that our North American culture travels real well through the entertainment industry. I'm sure you've heard this somewhere before, you've traveled. And they say, you are what you eat. And then they say there is something that's called food for thought, which means you are what you think. Right? You've heard that before. Maybe you have if you're here in North America. How about you are how you feel? Have you heard that? How about you are how you breathe? How about soul food? Yeah, I think they have that, but maybe with a little twist. A little different meaning. Well, in our dynamic meditations, with our dynamic mindsets, we don't only feed our mind or our thoughts. We actually feed our core, our being. Feeding our karma, if you may. And we're feeding our karma so we can become, we are what we do. We are how we act. So we go all the way to the root, at the karmic level. So we can see the results all the way in the fruit. At the physical level. And the fruit, the physical level, the life that becomes us, is nothing but a feedback. It's nothing but a feedback. Where the at the level of the fruits, I'm sorry, at the level of the roots of worry and how the roots are. It's nothing but a feedback. Temporary feedback. Rightful feedback. Real. But the beauty about feedback is that feedback is always changing. That's the beauty about feedback. It's a moment of reflection, and then it changes to the next, and to the next, and to the next, and our job is to change the feedback that life gives us at any different level. A thought is a feedback. A physical condition is a feedback. A feeling is a feedback. Once we recognize that, we own it. We own the entire map. We own the entire system. Once we recognize that as a feedback and not as a reality of some sort. Reality in this case meaning permanent state. If it's permanent state, then you know, we could feel upset and angry about. But feedback, we should be happy about. Because it lets us know where we're at. It teaches us. It helps us move forward. And if we're at the right mindset, it inspires us. So, are you what the feedback is? Or are you bigger than that? And once you recognize that, you own it. Once you remind yourself of that, you own it. beautiful energy today. Simply relax into your posture and movement as we recognize that many things that we thought were good or bad, and we defined them in our lives and then carried them with us, were nothing but dynamic feedback. We made them live forever, where all they were was a passing moment to learn from and get inspired by. But we almost built them a sanctuary. Good or bad, we defined them, challenging or rewarding, we defined them and gave them a life bigger maybe than they deserved. And we became our feedback. And the mindset for today is the feedback is nothing but the feedback. And it is dynamic and it is changing. And once you recognize that you own your life, you're a master of your domain, and if you don't recognize that you idolize your feedback, good or bad, and it freezes you in time, doesn't let you move forward. And if you're not growing, then you're getting old, if anything. So, this is our mindset of today. Let us use a few inner keys just to solidify the experience, make it, embody it, make it biology a little more consciously. And we do it, of course, through the inner keys. Make sure you repeat the inner key with your inner voice after me. Very simple. Just to solidify that in the biology of our experience. Here it is. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the value of a dynamic feedback and fill my head and my neck. And here I attempt in this inner key, in the phrase dynamic feedback, I attempt to contain everything we've said so far about the value of a feedback and the fact that it's changing and inspiring and teaching and not idolized, not to be idolized, not to be neither quote-unquote positive or negative, quote-unquote, makes you feel great or makes you feel challenged. Neither of them should be frozen in time, but given life and opportunity to change. Yeah. Here's the next key. I want to receive a lot of energy. To give a meaning to a dynamic feedback. A proper meaning. the dynamic feedback and fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. Your laziness can be feedback. Yeah, so don't define yourself by it. Don't idolize it. Don't give it more value than it deserves. Other people's opinions of you are feedback. You understand that. But other people's reactions and actions are feedback. Your recognizing that makes you the owner of your domain, the owner of the experience, and allowing it to move forward makes you a master. Here's the next key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To become a master of my dynamic feedback. Or to master my dynamic feedback. And fill my chest cavity, my chest. And free your breath. Excellent energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To become a master of my feedback, of my dynamic feedback, and fill my upper abdomen. Next inner key, I want to receive a lot of energy to master my dynamic feedback and fill my lower abdomen. There are seven obvious experiences. Core experiences that we could master. And then there are three experiences that are harder to define. Core. Then the rest is the clothing that they wear. Here we go. Next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy to become a master of my dynamic feedback and fill my legs and feet final key for this meditation. As we look at our lives, at any stage that we measure it and gaze at, in our emotions, in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions, reactions, in preparation, opinion, thought, in how the outcomes may seem, how others may respond to us or not respond. Once we recognize the dynamics of that feedback, we become the masters of our life. We don't idolize, we don't give them more power. We don't freeze them in time and hold on to them, to those feedbacks. Then we grow so much faster. But of course, we cannot do it without the work that we are doing right now, without going into the core. Here's the final key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To become a master of my dynamic feedback. And fill my entire body, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine, and simply let it happen. Let it take you. If you have a few more moments, please stay with this energy. Otherwise, I want to congratulate you for incredible achievement today. My name is Eric Waldman. This is our daily karma, daily and morning meditation, dynamic feedback. Until next time, thank you very much. And of course, internalize and embody and